Let's turn in our Bibles to the 53rd chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. There is no chapter in the Old Testament so wonderful as this chapter. You know, we read this chapter, it's in the past tense, and we are inclined to think that it was written when the scene was over. Of course, the scene of Calvary is over now. But when the prophet wrote this, there was 7.5 centuries to pass before it took place. So here we have Isaiah, 750 years away from the cross, and yet he sees it so plainly. Now I have read and reread this chapter, keeping in mind what a great converted Jew wrote of it. And he said, this Old Testament prophecy outstrips itself as no other part of the Old Testament can do. So 750 years before it took place, the prophet wrote it in the past tense. I was very interested in that, and I took up some study on it, and I discovered that prophecies are written in the past tense in the Bible, because they are absolutely sure to happen. And they are written as if they had happened when a distance of maybe 1,000 years is still to come before it happens. I have read this chapter over and over again, but there's one thing I never noticed until this afternoon about this chapter, that 7 times in this chapter, the prophet records a sevenfold picture of Christ on the cross. If you come down to this great chapter, you will find that he says, surely he hath borne our griefs. There's the first view of Christ at verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs. Here we have him as the sin bearer. He bore our griefs. But then we read, he carried our sorrows. He was the sorrower for us all. He's called the man of sorrows. And remember that that does not refer to his sorrows, but it refers to the sorrows that he carried. He carried our sorrows. There's no use you trying to carry something that Christ has already carried. The sweetest place of peace for the child of God is at the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. For there we will discover that he is the one who carried our sorrows and bore our griefs. He's the sin bearer. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. And then we read, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was the substitute. He didn't do it for himself. He wasn't wounded for any transgression because he had no transgressions. But he was wounded for our transgressions. And then notice, he was bruised for our iniquities. I stopped at that and said to myself, where first do we read of bruising? The Garden of Gethsemane. The seed of the woman has been bruised, is to be bruised by the devil. And he became not only the substitute, but the sufferer. When Satan trampled on his foot at Calvary. When you come to Calvary as a sinner, you don't come standing. You come and you're kneeling on the ground. And as a kneeling person goes up to the hill of crucifixion, his eye comes level with only one part of the crucified body. And that is the feet. The feet. I wonder why we see the feet of Jesus first. I'll tell you why. Because those feet were the vehicle he took to come into the world. The greatest walk ever taken was by the Son of God. From away out there in the third heaven. Billions, trillions, and multi-millions and trillions of miles, Jesus came. And he came all the way for you and me. He came as the one who was going to be bruised by Satan. And then after that, you'll notice that we read, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in the death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The settlement of our accounts were on him. He came to settle the account. The chastisement that we should have borne, he bore it for me. And when I go round the cross and he is upon his back. I see there the stripes that the Lord Jesus Christ bore. With his stripes we are healed, the scourged one. And for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Go to Calvary tonight, and as you take this bread, which is a symbol of his body broken, and this blood, this wine, a symbol of the blood he shed, just whisper those words, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Seven great affirmations in this chapter of what he did, all in the past days. But the 700 long years have all gone, and we're headed towards the great glory of the Lamb. The heavens shall glow with splendor, but brighter far than they. The saints shall shine in glory as Christ shall them array, and the beauty of the Savior will dazzle every eye, for the crowning day is coming by and by. It's so sure. When old Isaiah wrote it, and remember, Isaiah himself became a martyr. And under that wicked king, the most wicked king that ever sat on the throne, who became the greatest sinner saved by grace, he went to search for Isaiah. And Isaiah had hid himself in a hollow tree. And he said to the soldiers, don't let him out. And he commanded the saw to be brought. And as Isaiah lay hiding in the tree, they sawed through the wood and through his bones and flesh and blood. And the great Isaiah knew what it was to be a martyr. But oh, that day, in that old tree that was cut asunder and brought him to his death, there was a shout of victory. For Isaiah knew that Christ was wounded for his transgressions, bruised for his iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was laid on him, and by his stripes we are healed. Someday we'll talk it over with Isaiah in the land that is fairer than day. May God help us to read the Bible slowly and carefully and get the sweet honey from the honeycomb out of the precious book of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Some brother will lead us. And thank God for his Son given to us. The Father gave the Son to be the Savior of the world. There was not only pain at the cross, but there was pain in heaven, in the Father's heart, as his Son paid the price of our sins and sinning. Some brother lead us now in thanksgiving for the bread. Amen.